grass and wait for the storm.
Blog Talk Radio.
In the middle of the storm. And even right now in life, it's so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there. Let's go. I brought some friends with me. I'm gonna do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's gonna be beautiful. All the best of you.
Today's a new day. Yeah. But there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. And today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me down this? All right. I almost gave up, but I power back. I can't explain. Do it from heaven like a shower. Even though I hurt me, I smile. I know God is working for a smile. Even though I've been here for a while, I smile. I smile. So I feel the burn, you'll be down. I'll show you. You look much better when you smile. So smile.
Don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are.
Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold time. Today is a new day, yeah. Show me where are my blue skies. There is a love and a joy that you promised me. Tell me it's all right. I almost gave up, but the power that I
Thank you.
Thank God for that selection. Trice, Kelly Price, Fantasia. I believe it was somebody else in there. But anyway, name of the song is Just Smile. Just Smile, Kirk Franklin. Yeah. Just Smile. You know, if Christ is in you, you have nothing really to be frowning about. God's been too good for all of us. And to all of us, so we can just smile. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll go ahead and give us a word of prayer, and we'll get busy here.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Smile. And I like what it was saying in that song. It says, I know God is working even though I'm in it for a while. We still smile. And then the song said, you look so much better when you smile. Amen. All right. Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Philippians, the fourth chapter. And verse 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Amen. And continue to keep in prayer Sister T and her family, Minister Robinson and his healing, Pastor Dorch and family, as they go through their time of bereavement, and also Evangelist Renee for her healing. Amen. And others, even though they may not have made it known unto us, anyone to stand in need of prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, thanking you for another opportunity that we can study God's word together. We're praying, Father God, that each and every one of us will open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word. And we're praying, Father God, that you will make it plain to us that we're able to understand. We ask that you continue to use our pastor mightily as he teaches the word of God and give us the scriptures that we can run reference and learn more and more about the lesson. Father God, be with all those that are sick and shut in, and be with those who have asked us to keep them in prayer, and we still want to keep Sister T and her family in prayer as well as all the others that we have called out today. Father God, we know you are a healer because your word says by your stripes we are healed. And so we're asking that you will keep all those that are going through in perfect peace, because your word says that you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we ask that you continue, Lord, to be with the bereaved and those that are going through. Lord, we're thanking you once again for your word, and we're praying that we'll all be on one accord. And if we have any questions, Father God, let us bring them forth. And we give you praise as our pastor continues to teach this word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Hallelujah. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. We were talking about Christ being so much better than angels. And I just want to caution everybody with this subject, because there's a lot of stuff out there on the internet, and you don't want to misinterpret anything or misconstrue anything. So allow the Holy Spirit to kind of guide you through this, especially this part of the lesson. On yesterday, we talked about the angel of the Lord had came to Hagar, and we talked about how the angel told her. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. I think it was Genesis, was it 16, 7 through 14. You'll find the story there. But the angel that I want to shine light on, because, well, let her read it first.
Okay, Genesis 16, verses 7 through 14, I mean 7 through, I think we read through 11, yeah, that's what my notes, actually we started at verse, okay, Pastor, you want verse 7, okay.
7 through 14, yes, ma'am.
Okay, Pastor.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Haggai, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarai. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shall bear son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, thou God seest me. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer-Israel. Behold, it is between Kedesh and Beard. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know somebody was saying, well, Pastor, why didn't you just tell the whole story? You know, how Sarah got upset and yada, 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 yada. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, I was making a point about the angel of the Lord. That was my point. It was about the angel of the Lord. The story really wasn't about Sarah. We got a little bit into that. But remember, we're talking about the angel of the Lord. And that's where I was trying to go with all of this. And because of the angel of the Lord, it's been said that that's the pre-incarnated Christ. And if so be it, it is said there is a being majestic spoken as the angel of the Lord, which causes the distance from the angelic being. The angel of the Lord is a pre-incarnated Christ. And so when you understand it through a theological viewpoint, it's a theophany, meaning that God to appear. So you got a lot of stuff going on with angels, a lot of definition. Listen, brother and sister, the only point I was trying to make is that the angel of the Lord, that could be taken personally, meaning God, angel. But if it says the angel of the Lord, it was reference to a mighty angel, a majestic being, not Christ. Now, you can debate that and argue that as you may, but that was not my point. My point was the fact that the angel did appear, like over in Genesis 22, 11-18. I'm asking to read that.
Okay, 22. All right. From the King James. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Amen.
Amen. So in this lesson, brother and sister, please be open-minded to the Spirit. Allow the Spirit to minister to you. It sounds like it's a letter written in a second person singular. Then it sounds like it could be personal. And let us remember that in this, Moses was, for a better way of saying it, he was taking on what the Spirit had gave him about the creation, how everything came about. There's a whole lot of stuff here to unpack, somebody would like to. So, but if it's all that technical and get all deep like that, my point is, it was the angel of the Lord.
Yes.
To
Amen.
Me, that's simply saying, that's one of my servants, or that's one of my workers. That's how I view that. I don't view that as that's me. That's one of my workers. He says, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven. See, God is above all the angels. See, so that would be a whole reason by itself. And my whole point is to show everybody that the angel of the Lord was a angel. And I didn't, if somebody said, oh, that was Christ, man, you wouldn't even get no argument with me. Because that's not the point. What the point I'm trying to share is the angel of the Lord was mighty angel. They were powerful like none other. Thinking about the same angels appeared to Jacob over there in Genesis 32, 24 through 32. The same angel. And we'll read that. I just want to focus on these angels, and then you can go back and dissect it, and whatever you come up with as far as who it was, what kind it was, just keep in mind that every time God mentioned an angel by name, he would call them by name, not by titles. Big difference between a title and somebody's name. See, a title, big difference between the title and somebody's name. Oh, well. I just tell you, these phones just won't stop. But praise God, that ain't stopping nothing there. But over in Genesis 32:24-32, this is about Jacob. But I'm going to pass to read it.
Amen. Beginning with verse 24. Okay, hold on here. There's too many pages there. Okay, here we go. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is that thou doest ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore, the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, until this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. Amen.
Now, just to show you all how real angels are, and oh, by the way, thank you, Pastor, for reading that.
You're welcome.
Get a better understanding, brothers and sisters. Read it out the Messenger Bible. Run some reference so you can understand that the angel of the Lord is just what it says, the angel of the Lord. You don't have to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if Christ being the angel of the Lord, praise God. But if not, praise God. It was an angel of the Lord that represented mm-hmm. the things of God. God had given this angel power, authority.
Yeah.
Now, Jacob and the angel wrestled. And I'm going to advise mm-hmm. somebody right now. Don't be trying to wrestle with God. Don't do that.
Ooh.
You got, Amen. You're going to have a rude awakening.
Mm-hmm.
But the angel of the Lord is okay.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you
All
do.
Right.
There is consequences. And I could go on and on and on. But my point, my case I want to make is Jacob, he actually met an angel. And over in Exodus 3, 2, 3, 2, 6, so I guess it's 2 verses 5. Just remember, Exodus, 3rd chapter, 2nd through the 6th verses.
Second through the sixth verse, okay. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months, and when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrush and dabbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
What was that, Pastor?
Did you want to the sixth verse? I just read to the fourth.
Yes, to the sixth verse.
Okay, Pastor. And verse 5. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Amen.
Amen, amen. Back to him. Angels have appeared, brothers and sisters, in a lot of forms. I guess that's the other thing I want to make mention of. As we discuss angels this week, it's just certain things I want to highlight, and that's pretty much their character and characteristics, their titles, and so forth. So hopefully on tomorrow we'll get a little bit more in depth. Because there's a few scriptures that indicate angel of Jehovah. See, if I said angel of pastor, I'm not talking about pastor, I'm talking about her angels.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen.
That like would be her servant. See, angels are servant people.
Yeah.
And they're ministering spirits. They sent to minister to us who have salvation on their side, eternal salvation. But they have higher estate. And you don't want to make them lower than what they are. They have a higher estate. And they're there for God's purpose. And now that they're there for us. Because we are heirs of the kingdom of God. We're heirs of salvation. So, therefore, they're there for us. But I'm going to put the brakes on it right there. Maybe on tomorrow we'll really get into it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Okay. And no one else? We will see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.